Well, welcome to July. I love summer, and I hope you are going to have a great summer with your family, friends, vacation time, whatever you do. We just finished a wonderful Memorial Day celebration, and June's been filled with all kinds of activities. We had a great ministry in Zambia, and God did some wonderful things. I mean, just powerful evangelism, soccer evangelism. Can you imagine that? But using soccer to reach young people for Christ, what a joy. And the team just had a wonderful time. So thanks for your prayers. Thanks for giving to help make it a reality. Keep praying, because we're going back to Africa in August. We're getting ready for our fourth gap year program at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. Excited about that. Looking forward to another great year investing in the lives of a new generation. It's one of the greatest privileges of my life. And I just love doing what I'm doing with these students. And I want you to pray for that and just keep believing that God's going to use us to send a whole new generation into the world prepared for evangelism and discipleship. Thanks for your partnership. Thanks for being a part of my life and ministry. Thanks for your just investment in helping to make it all a reality. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful summer and enjoy the month of July and celebrate this great nation. And I thank God for what God's doing in and through us as we serve Christ.
Keep your drive alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Several months ago, I quoted to you a quote that was shared with me almost 40 years ago. Dr. Myron Augsburger shared it in chapel one day when I was in college. He said the reason the early church grew was because it outthought, it outlived, and it outdied everybody around them. I want you to think about that. Dr. Clark Glover, the English historian, is the one that made the quote. What does that mean for us as followers of Christ? To outthink, outlive, and outdie. That really is the motivation, for me at least, behind Keep Your Drive Alive. I want to help you and me represent Him well. How do we outthink? We're not smarter than, necessarily, but we have the Holy Spirit living in us. We outlive. That says we have a quality of life. We represent Him well in all that we do. And I want you to be conscious of that as you go about your day, that you are the dwelling place of God. Ephesians 2:22. God lives in me for the purpose of shining through me. He wants to live through me. He wants to live through you. He wants to radiate His love through us. Outthought, outlived, outdied. For us, Scripture is very clear. Death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory. For me to die in Christ is to be with the Lord. We outdie. Christians die well. We don't have to fear death. We can put our faith and our hope and our trust in Jesus alone. And as you go about your day today, think of how you can outthink, outlive, and outdie those around you for the purpose of representing Jesus well wherever you go this day. I'm praying for you, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.